Hello, my name is Herbert West. Like so many Americans, do you have a loved one who was existence challenged? Has he or she passed beyond the veil of your admittedly small-minded concept of life? If so, then try our new over-the-counter medication, Glowing Stuff.
My Uncle Mike passed away last week, but that wasn't the end of him. No, Now we keep him down in the cellar, where he destroys the furniture and pounds the walls of his cell all day and night with unliving fury. Thanks, Glowing Stuff!
My dear fiancé Barbara was killed in a horrendous lawnmower versus donkey accident. She got caught in the crossfire and lost her head. But when I shoved Glowing Stuff into her neck stump, grotesque tentacles shot out and recaptured her noggin. Now our wedding can go on as planned, but with mouth restraints and maybe a cage.
Here at Miskatonic Pharmaceuticals, we're committed to returning your loved ones from the grave. Are there risks? The occasional negative side effect? Sure. Is it a good idea to leave your newly resurrected person by themselves for extended periods? Or allow them to go outside at all? Not really. But what's important is that you can gaze upon them lovingly as they try to strangle the life from your body. And that's pretty special.
My brother Matt was a decorated New York cop. One of the best. He was set up and sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit. In the big house, they stabbed him to death in the shower. When we got to see his body, I slipped his corpse a dose of Dr. West's formula. It worked wonders. Nobody calls Matt Cordell a dirty cop anymore. Now they call him Maniac Cop.
For all those moments when your loved ones are smelling not so fresh, there's hope. There's Glowing Stuff. Try some today at selected fine retailers. Side effects may include homicidal urges, cannibalism, creepy sexual behavior, unintelligible moaning and roaring, soullessness, and improbable massacres. Do not use Glowing Stuff for the love of God, and don't use it.